ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 5 विदुरस टॉक्स विथ मैत्रेय पार्ट 3 वर्सेस 16 थ्रू 38 द क्रिएशन। Shukadeva Goswami said, "The great sage Maitreya Muni, after honoring Vidura very greatly, began to speak at Vidura's request for the greatest welfare of all people. O Vidura, all glory unto you. You have inquired from me of the greatest of all goodness, and thus you have shown your mercy both to the world and to me, because your mind is always absorbed in thoughts of the transcendence. O Vidura, it is not at all wonderful that you have so accepted Lord Krishna without deviation of thought, for you were born from the semen of Vyasadeva. I know that you are now Vidura due to the cursing of Mandavya Muni, and that formerly you were King Yamaraj, the great controller of living entities after their death. You were begotten by the son of Satyavati, Vyasadeva, in the kept wife of his brother, Vichitravirya. Your good self is one of the eternal associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for whose sake the Lord, while going back to his abode, left instructions with me. So I shall therefore describe to you the pastimes by which the Personality of Godhead extends his transcendental potency for the creation, maintenance, and dissolution of the cosmic world as they occur one after another. The Personality of Godhead, the master of all living entities, existed prior to the creation and was known as Eka, the one without a second. It is by his will only that creation is made possible, and again everything merges into him. This Supreme Self is symptomized by different names. The Lord, the undisputed proprietor of everything, was the only seer, for the cosmic manifestation was not present at that time, and thus Krishna was feeling imperfect without his plenary full parts and parcels and his separated parts and parcels. The material energy was dormant, whereas the internal potency was manifest. The Lord is the seer, and the external energy, which is seen, works as both cause and effect in the cosmic manifestation. O greatly fortunate Vidura, this external energy is known as Maya, or illusion, and through her agency only is the entire material manifestation made possible. The Supreme Living Being, in his feature as the Transcendental Purusha Incarnation, Mahavishnu, is the Lord's plenary full expansion, and he impregnates the material nature of three modes, and thus, by the influence of eternal time, the living entities appear. Thereafter, influenced by the interactions of eternal time, the supreme sum total of matter, called Mahat Tattva, became manifest. And in this Mahat Tattva, the Supreme Lord sowed the seeds of universal manifestation out of his own body. The Mahat Tattva is directly connected with the Supreme Consciousness of the Supreme Being, but it still appears as matter. the Mahat Tattva, or shadow of pure consciousness, is the germinating place of all creation. It is pure goodness with the slight addition of the material mode of passion, and therefore activity is generated from this point. Thereafter, the Mahat Tattva differentiated itself into many different forms as the reservoir of the would-be entities. The Mahat Tattva is chiefly in the mode of ignorance, and it generates the false ego. It is a plenary, full expansion of the personality of Godhead, with full consciousness of creative principles and time for fructification. Mahat Tattva, or the great causal truth, transforms into false ego, which is manifest in three phases as cause, effect, and doer. All such activities are on the mental plane and are based on the material elements, gross senses, and mental speculation. The false ego is represented in three different modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. The false ego is transformed into mind by interaction with the mode of goodness. All the demigods who control the phenomenal world are also products of this same principle, namely the interaction of false ego and the mode of goodness. Whereas the senses are certainly products of the mode of passion in false ego, and therefore philosophical speculative knowledge and fruitive activities are predominantly products of the mode of passion. The sky is a product of sound, and sound is the transformation of egoistic passion. In other words, the sky is the symbolic representation of the Supreme Soul. And thereafter, the personality of Godhead glanced over the sky, partly mixed with eternal time and external energy, and thus developed the touch sensation from which the air in the sky was produced. Thereafter, the extremely powerful air, interacting with the sky, generated the form of sense perception, and the perception of form transformed into electricity, the light to see the world. When electricity was surcharged in the air and was glanced over by the Supreme, at that time, by a mixture of eternal time and external energy, there occurred the creation of water and taste. Thereafter, the water produced from electricity was glanced over by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and mixed with eternal time and external energy. Thus, it was transformed into earth, which is qualified primarily by smell. O gentle one, of all the physical elements, beginning from the sky down to the earth, all the inferior and superior qualities are due only to the final touch of the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The controlling deities of all the above-mentioned physical elements are empowered expansions of Lord Vishnu. They are embodied by eternal time under the external energy, and they are his parts and parcels. Because they were entrusted with different functions of universal duties, but were unable to perform them, they offered fascinating prayers to the Lord as follows. Recorded March 19, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Goda Hari Goda Hari Goda Hari Nitai Goranga Goda Hari Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Brinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Adigo Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Sachi Nandana Goda Hari Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara
Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.